the Sheriff Democracy and Diversity Act, SB 271, would remove the requirement that a person running for sheriff in California have a law enforcement background or hold a peace officer standards and training certificate in the past 5 years. San Francisco Democratic Senator Scott Weiner says his bill promotes diversity and democracy in police elections. Weiner says that a sheriff is the person who holds the most power in a given county. They manage county jails and run its health care system, which includes the mental health. Yet, California faces many challenges with its sheriffs.
Sheriffs who cooperate with ICE at times in violation of state law. Sheriffs who refuse to enforce COVID public health orders, putting our public health at risk. Sheriffs who run jails to be charitable, not exactly up to snuff in terms of protecting human rights, access to health care, and helping people actually stay alive while they're in jail. For example, Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood was caught on tape saying that it was, these are his words, cheaper to kill an incarcerated person than it is to quote-unquote cripple them.
Weiner says that California is one of 15 states that requires a sheriff's candidate to have a law enforcement background. The policy was instituted in 1989 after Michael Hennessy, a prisoner rights attorney, was elected as the sheriff of San Francisco. From 1850 until 1989, the only requirement to run for sheriff was being a registered voter in California. Weiner says 49 out of 58 California sheriffs are white men, and none are black because only a small percentage of the population can run. That's why he's introducing SB 271 to broaden the scope of who can run for sheriff. Patrice Cullors, the executive director of Black Lives Matter Global Foundation, is supporting the legislation. She says that California needs other people besides law enforcement to run for sheriff.
Here in Los Angeles, California, Sheriff Villanueva has not only continued a tradition of violence at the hands of the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, he's expanded it. He and at least 18 deputy gangs have terrorized and killed at least 18 people since the murder of George Floyd. More than 80% were Black or Latinx. And at least 13 people have died of COVID inside our county jails, with many more infected by the day.
Cullors says that the next step is to have people with radical decarceral ideas in the sheriff position who could reimagine what public safety is. George Gascon is the district attorney for Los Angeles and a former DA for San Francisco.
SB 271 is not a radical new idea. This is really bringing us to where we were pre-1988, and this allowing for public office, they have such an impact at the county level, to be able to be opened up so that the public can decide what is the direction that they want their sheriff's office to be. This is really enabling for a broader number of people to compete. It's really enabling communities to determine what do they want their sheriff department to emphasize and what don't they want to emphasize.
Gascon says when he worked as the chief of police and district attorney in San Francisco, Sheriff Mike Hennessy ran one of the best sheriff's offices in the state without any law enforcement experience. He says the prisoner rights attorney was one of the best administrators as well. SB 271 will be heard in the Senate Governance and Finance Committee in April. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.